我们继续靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理。
And let us rely on the Holy Spirit to study the truth.
请看出埃及记三十三章。
Let's all turn to the book of Exodus 33.
出埃及记三十三章。
Exodus chapter 33.
第七节。
Verse 7.
到十一节。
Verse 7 to verse 11.
出埃及记三十三章第七节。
Exodus 33 verse 7.
说摩西素常将帐篷租搭在营外，离营却远。他称这个帐篷为会幕。凡求问神的，就到营外的会幕那里去。第八节。
Verse 8.
当摩西出营的到会幕去的时候，百姓就都起来。个人站在自己帐篷的门口望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。第九节。
Verse 9。
摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前。耶和华便与摩西说话。十节。
Verse 10。
众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来，个人在自己的帐篷的门口下拜。十一节。
Verse
11。 耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的一个帮手少年人嫩的儿子耶稣亚不离开会幕。这里谈到摩西造会幕之前呢，
So over here, it talks about how Moses performed before the tabernacle was built.
所以他在以色列民他们驻营的营外搭了一个帐篷。
So here it described that Moses pitched his tent outside the camp, and that this tent is called the tabernacle of meeting.
摩西有什么事情要求问神呢？就到这个帐篷会幕里面去。
So whenever Moses need to call upon the Lord, he will come before the tabernacle of meeting.
在那里面呢，摩西可以跟神面对面讲话。
And it was in this holy place, the tabernacle, that Moses can speak with God face to face.
因为云柱火柱会在这个会幕上面停留。
Because we see that the pillar of cloud will descend upon the tabernacle at the door and stood there.
等到摩西跟神讲完了话以后，他就到百姓的营中把神的指示来指示给以色列人。
And then we see how after the Lord has spoken to Moses, then Moses will bring the instructions of God to the people.
他说那个时候因为还没有选立立位人来服侍神。
And because at that time the Levites were not appointed yet to serve the people,
所以神摩西就选召了耶稣亚做他的助手。
And that is why Moses he asked Joshua the son of Nun to become his assistant.
他在会幕里面处理一些会幕里面的事情。
And that Joshua will help to assist some of the matters concerning the tabernacle.
他在那里学习怎样来服侍神，跟神交通。
And also Joshua, this young man, will also learn how to serve God and to communicate with God.
耶稣也是一个忠心的助手。
And we see how Joshua, he is a faithful assistant.
所以他没有离开他的岗位没有离开会幕。
And that is why in verse 11, he did not depart from his position at the tabernacle.
我们看到说耶稣亚他在整个训练当中真的是有非常好的表现。
So we can see that Joshua, he excelled in his training, in his performance under Moses.
他是一个忠心的，所以才能够蒙神所重用。
And because he is a faithful worker, and that is why God can appoint him to his task.
所以保罗说我们都是耶稣基督的仆人。
And that is why Paul says that we are all servants of God.
主人对仆人的要求就是要忠心。
And all that the master requires of the servant is loyalty.
我们要得到神的重用就是要做一个良善又忠心的好仆人。
And in order for us to be used by God as an instrument of his work, we need to become loyal and faithful servants.
他能够忠实的来完成神交付给我们的任务。
And so that we can carry out the task that God has given us faithfully.
那个耶稣也在跟从摩西当中啊。
And here we see how Joshua, how he followed after Moses' training.
除了侍奉上的学习。
And other than servitude.
那在这里也让他学习到摩西的爱心。
We see that Joshua also learned the love of God from Moses.
因为这是神的工人啊，不可缺少的一个很重要的条件。
Because this is one of the most important criteria as a servant of God to have in him.
我们看到摩西带领以色列将近200万人。
And we can see how Moses, as the spiritual leader of the thousands of Israelites,
看起来这是一个非常艰难的任务。
And indeed, it is a monumental task.
那这些以色列百姓啊，面对生活当中很多的艰难。
And also, the Israelites are facing a lot of hardships in terms of their living.
他们一路上不断的一直在抱怨。
And that is why they complain all along the journey.
啊，他们不断的在埋怨神，埋怨人。
They complain against God and they complain against man.
但是我们看到摩西却有非常大的慈爱跟忍耐。
But however, we see Moses, he is filled with compassion and also patience.
啊，不断的带领帮助啊这些悖逆的以色列人。
And with endless compassion and patience, he continued to lead the rebellious Israelites.
接着不断的带导啊，靠神帮助，一一的解决他们的困难。
And through his unceasing intercession of God, he continued to solve all the problems of the people.
所以他们在过红海的时候。
So therefore, when the people were crossing the Red Sea,
以色列人看到埃及追兵来了，他们就埋怨神了。
And when Israelites saw the Egyptian soldiers following after them, they complained against God.
说难道埃及没有服务吗？你怎么把我们带到这里
？And then they lamented for the fact that isn't there tombs in Egypt that you had to bring us here to die？
我们服侍埃及人呐、啊，总比死在旷野还好。
That isn't it better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in this wilderness？
啊，摩西就安慰他们。
Then Moses comforted them。
说你们主管静默，不要出声。
That be still and wait for the Lord。
然后看看神怎么为我们开路。
And see how God will open the way for us.
因为今天你们所看到的埃及人啊，以后看不见了。
Because perhaps the Egyptian soldiers that you see today will no longer be there tomorrow.
所以他就靠着神为他们开路。
So therefore Moses relied upon God to open up the way.
红海的海水分开，让以色列民族干地过去。
And then we see how the Red Sea parted.And that the Israelites were able to walk on dry ground.
过了这个红海以后
After they crossed the Red Sea,
面对一个非常大而可怕的旷野
And then they faced a vast and huge wilderness.
三天没有水喝
Three days without water.
遇到的是苦水
And what they had was bitter water.
啊，以色列百姓又埋怨了
And again the people complained.
我们没有水喝，你要让我们死掉吗？
That we have no water to drink. Do you want us to die?
摩西就祷告神啊。
Then again Moses he prayed.
神说你把一棵树丢到水里面去。
And then God said that just drop a branch into the water.
那个水就变甜了。
Then the water will become sweet.
所以神就在那里啊，教导他们律法。
So that is how God teach them the law.
还要来试验他们顺不顺服神。
And God is testing the Israelites to see their obedience.
啊，接下来啊，有时候没有水，有时候没有食物。
Then later on, as they journey on, there's no water. Sometimes there's no food.
有时候敌人来打仗。
Sometimes the enemies come after them.
以色列百姓遇到困难就是埋怨。
And whenever the Israelites face problems, the first thing they do is complain.
那摩西啊，啊就一直的为他们解决各样的困难。
But yet Moses, he kept solving their problems one after another.
所以耶稣也跟从摩西的这一段过程当中啊。
So therefore, along the entire journey of training for Joshua,
他从摩西的身上学到无比的爱心。
He learned the endless love that Moses possessed towards the people.
尤其当以色列民造金牛去拜的时候。
And especially the fact when the Israelites built a golden calf to worship.
神对摩西说啊，这些悖逆应着景象的百姓，我要把他们灭掉。
And then the Lord came to Moses and told him that I am going to abolish these people who are hard-hearted.
然后我要让你的祖孙啊, 成为大国。
And then I will allow your descendants to become a great nation.
那摩西没有因为这样说, 好啊, 这些悖逆的人就把他们灭掉了。
But Moses, he did not allow God to do so just to abolish these rebellious Israelites.
他反而流泪哀哭为这些百姓代求。
But rather Moses, he cried with tears and he begged towards God.
说这些百姓都是你用你的大能力好不容易把他们带出来的。
And then he reminded God that aren't these the people that you brought out of Egypt with your almighty arm?
如果你把他们消灭在旷野当中,
And if you were to destroy them in the wilderness,
你的名怎么能够得到荣耀?
How can we glorify your name?
外邦人会说啊, 他们的神有办法把他们的百姓从埃及带出来。
And then all the Gentiles will say that, see, their God is able to bring them out of Egypt.
却没有办法把他们带到迦南地。
But yet their God is not able to bring them to the land of Canaan.
所以他一直求神说, 神啊, 你要纪念你的仆人亚伯兰、以撒、雅各。
So again, Moses reminded God to please remember your servant, that is Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
你不是应许他们的祖孙要天上的星、海边的沙？
And did you not promise to them that these forefathers will have descendants like the stars in the sky?
啊, 你不是说要把迦南地是给他们做产业吗?
And did you not promise to them that Canaan will be the land of inheritance?
所以摩西啊, 不断地为这些悖逆的百姓代祷。
So we see how Moses, he continued to pray unceasingly for the people.
后来神就说好了,我不要把灾祸降给他们,不要消灭他们。
Then finally God compromised and he agreed to Moses' request.
因为以色列民犯了大罪,
but because the Israelites have sinned greatly,
所以摩西到神的面前啊, 在那里流泪痛哭祷告。
And that is why Moses came before God and he pleaded with tears.
所以出埃及记32章里面呢,
so that is why in this book of Exodus chapter 32,
看到摩西在祷告当中啊, 而且圣经里面啊, 有点点点啊,
we see how Moses continued to intercede for Israel.
有的人说啊, 那个就是摩西啊, 祷告不下去了, 在那边大哭啊。
And then we see how there are these points of ellipsis, meaning that Moses continued to pray no longer, and then he cried.
啊, 他跟神这样说,
because this is how he spoke to God.
说神啊, 你如果不赦免这些以色列百姓,
that, oh God, if you do not forgive this people of Israel,
那你哦, 连我的名字都从这个生命册上把它涂抹掉,
then please also remove my name from your book of life.
所以他为着用自己的生命啊, 来换取以色列百姓的生命。
So therefore we can see how Moses, he is ready to give up his life for the sake of the people.
他觉得说啊, 如果神不赦免以色列人, 把他们都灭掉了, 那我活着还有什么意义呢?
Because he felt that if God were to destroy the people of Israel, then what meaning of existence is there left for Moses?
所以要求神说, 无论怎样就是要赦免他们。
So therefore Moses continued to plead to God to forgive the people of Israel.
神对摩西说啊, 谁得罪我, 我就把他的名字从生命册上涂抹掉。
But God told Moses that if you were, that anyone who sinned against me will be blotted out from my book of life.
不过因为摩西不断地坚持代祷啊, 后来神说, 好啦好啦, 我赦免他们了。
But because Moses continued to pray non-stop, and therefore God, he relented.
后来神又说啊, 我就派一个使者带你们去啦, 我不跟你们同行啦。
Then later God told Moses that I will send a messenger with you, I will not go with you.
啊, 摩西知道这是不行的, 如果没有神同在, 怎么办?
But Moses knows that this is not going to work, because without God's presence, nothing will work.
所以他就再继续的祈求。
So again, we see how Moses continued to pray.
后来神说, 好了, 我答应跟你们一起同行。
Then again, God compromised and said that I will go with you.
所以我们看到耶稣也跟着摩西啊, 就是学习, 啊, 怎样做一个爱心的神的仆人。
So therefore, all this are being experienced by Joshua as he followed after Moses to become a loving servant of God.
靠着流泪代祷啊, 啊, 付出生命的代价, 啊, 来救赎以色列百姓。
That through tears and through unceasing intercession and through your own life,
这是摩西相当伟大的地方。
So we can see all these are the great
也是
character of Moses.
耶稣亚所学习的一个非常重要的功课。
And it's also a good lesson for Joshua to learn.
所以诗篇有一句话说啊，还好以色列人有一个摩西。
That is why in the book of Psalms it says that the Israelites were fortunate to have Moses.
所以可以让百姓跟神之间的破口把它补起来。
Because Moses stood as a bridge between God and the people of Israel.
也许不是因为摩西的代求啊，这些百姓啊老早就被消灭了。
And if not for the intercession of Moses, the Israelites would have died in the wilderness.
我们除了看到摩西的爱。
So other than the love of Moses that we see,
我们也看到神的爱。
We also see the love of God.
神应许给以色列民迦南的福气。
Because God had promised the land of Canaan to the people.
虽然这是一批啊，应着景象常常在悖逆的百姓。
And even though the Israelites, they are stiff-necked and they are rebellious.
但是我们看到说啊，神在管教当中也充满着很多的慈爱。
But we also see how God, when He disciplined His people, He is full of compassion.
啊，借着神仆人的代求啊，最后神的心就软了，神就赦免他们了。
And that through the intercession of the servant of God, who is Moses, God finally compromised.
我们要做神的工人，要学习爱心。
So in the same way, as a servant of God, we must learn to exercise love.
请看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to John 21.
约翰福音二十一章
John chapter 21
十五节
Verse 15
二十一章十五节
John 21 verse 15
说他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我是爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。十六节
16.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第十七节
Verse 17.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊啊。主耶稣复活了以后啊，
After our Lord Jesus has resurrected,
因为当时门徒都去打鱼。
Because at that time the disciples have gone out fishing.
啊，主耶稣在岸边啊，向他们显现。
And then Jesus revealed himself to the disciples on the shore.
我们看到主耶稣相当慈悲啊。
So here we see how Jesus was full of compassion.
他都没有责备这些门徒。
He did not rebuke the disciples.
虽然这些门徒失了信心啊，又去打鱼了。
That even though the disciples, they've lost their faith and they've gone back to fishing.
耶稣碰到他们呢，先就叫他们说，把渔网撒在右边，结果他们网住了很多鱼。
And then Jesus revealed himself to them and tell them to cast the net on the right hand side, and they caught a lot of fish.
然后问他们说，你们有没有吃的？
And asked them, have you eaten anything?
其实他已经准备了鱼跟饼啊，都已经准备好了在岸上。
That he has already prepared some bread and some fish on the shore.
所以叫门徒说，你们来吃早饭。
And to invite them to come over and have breakfast.
啊，主耶稣还把鱼跟饼啊拿给他们吃。
And Jesus then took the bread and fish and gave it to them.
所以我们看到主耶稣的怜悯慈爱啊，体谅门徒的软弱。
So here we see how our Lord Jesus, how he's so full of compassion and he understood the weaknesses of the disciples.
所以借着爱啊，来激励这些门徒，让他们能够更爱主。
So it is through his love that he was able to inspire the disciples to love God even more.
哦，吃完早饭的时候啊，主耶稣就问彼得。
Then after they had finished breakfast, then Jesus asked Peter.
说你爱我比爱这些事情更深吗？
That Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
也就是说啊，你爱我啊，会胜过于爱这些啊打鱼啦其他的东西吗？
That is to say, do you love me more than all these things such as fishing?
啊，主耶稣要试验彼得是不是真的有爱。
So Jesus wanted to test Peter whether he indeed had.
因为他要把教会的圣工交代给他。
Because Jesus is ready to hand over the church work to Peter.
因为要牧养的工作啊，如果没有爱心的话，没有办法完成。
Because if you were to pastor the flock of the church without love, you're not able to do it.
所以牧养的工作要找有爱心的人来做。
So therefore, in terms of the pastoral work of the church, you need to find people with love.
主耶稣问彼得说，你爱我吗？
So Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
连续三次啊，彼得都说，主啊，我爱你。
And for three times, Peter said that I do love you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，你要好好的牧养，喂养我的羊。
Then Jesus instructed Peter that you must feed and tend my sheep.
所以主耶稣说啊，爱世界上属他的人呢、啊，而且爱他们到底。
And that is why Jesus says that he will love you right to the end.
虽然他已经复活要升天了。
That even though he is resurrected and ready to ascend to heaven.
但是他没有忘记世界上属他的人。
But he did not forget all those people who belong to him in
the world. 他恋恋不忘他们。
He was unable to forget his disciples.
而且他把这些地面上属他的人呢、啊，啊，交代给他最爱的门徒来照管。
And so he brought all those people, to the disciples so that they can take care of them.
我们要做神的工啊，就是要学习爱心。
So in the same way, in order for us to do the work of God today, we must learn how to exercise love.
因为保罗说啊，我们做师父的人啊，有千千万万。
Because Paul says that there are many teachers and masters.
啊，但是有父母亲的却很少。
But very few of these actually have the heart of love such as a parent.
我们学习做神的工啊，要学习父母心。
That is why today when we learn to do God's work, we must learn to have a heart as a parent.
父母对儿女的爱就是天生自然的。
And just like the natural and unconditional love of a parent towards the child.
从儿女要孝顺父母要学习。
But for the children to repay their filial piety, they actually need to learn.
但是父母既然爱儿女就是天生的。
But for parents to love their children, that is natural, it is born.
啊，就是自己的儿女啊，啊，都最好的都是给儿女。
Because it's very natural for the parents to give all their best to their children.
没有一个父母说啊，这儿女比他更有成就去嫉妒他。
You will never hear of a parent who is actually jealous of their children who excel over them.
所以我们要学习做父母的心。
That is why we must learn to have the love of a parent.
啊，就是工人的一个很重要的条件。
And that is a very important criteria as a church worker of God.
我们来看民数记二十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记二十七章。
Numbers 27.
15 verse 15 27章15节
Numbers 27 verse 15
摩西对神说16节
16
愿主以万人之灵的神立一个人来助理会众17节
17
可以在他们面前出日，也可以引导他们，免得神的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。18节。
18。
神对摩西说：“嫩的儿子耶稣亚，是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。”19节。
19。
使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前嘱咐他。20节。
20。
又将你的尊荣给他几份，使以色列全会众都听从他。我觉得这段圣经是一个非常好，好像一个圣公交接的一个典礼。
And I find that this is such a beautiful passage. It seems like it is the ordination of a new church worker who has just been handled the torch.
哦，我们在教会的圣工里面呢、啊，我们神给我们服事的时间都有一定。
And all of us have appointed a certain period of time to serve God in the church.
比如教会的负责人都有一个任期制。
For example, the church council, they have a certain period of service.
啊，那我们完成了工作，我们任期到了，我们要把这个圣工啊，好好的交代给下一个人。
And after your terms of service are over, then it is time for you to delegate the work to the next worker.
啊，新的人啊，要晓得怎么样来承接这个工作。
And then the new church worker will need to learn how to carry on the tour.
所以这是一个非常好的一个模式。
So this is a very beautiful transition.
所以在美国的总会跟地方教会的负责人会。
And in terms of the U.S. General Assembly and the local churches,
我们当然有任期制。
There's also terms of services.
啊，当新的人选出来以后。
So when the new church worker is being appointed,
那这个旧的负责人要帮忙哈，啊，把整个圣工，啊，把人选出来啊，然后把圣工做一个交代才卸任的。
Then the workers from the previous term need to lay out the work and then organize them and give it over to the new worker.
哦，我觉得这是一个很重要的一个步骤。
And this is a very important work of transition.
啊，还能够让我们这个圣工啊，一代一代，啊，一直接下去。
So that the sacred work can continue from one generation to the next.
我们看到过去啊，有时候新的人选出来以后啊，他不管以前的人怎么做啊。
We've also seen how in the past some new church workers were appointed and they do not care what the others have done.
啊，所以有时候他们就筑起又另外一套，啊，把以前所建立的基础通通拆掉了。
And then they discarded all the foundation work that was done before and they set up new ways.
啊，让教会很多的圣工都永远都从零开始。
So everything is back to square one again.
啊，这个是不对的，应该有一个交代。
And that is a wrong approach and a wrong concept.
我们看到摩西啊，很忠心带领百姓这么久，四十年。
So we see how Moses, he's very faithful and loyal. He led the people for 40 years.
啊，他已经来到约旦河边了。
And then he has come to the point of the river Jordan.
神告诉他说，你到山上去。
So God told Moses, please go to the top of the mountain.
啊，然后把迦南地指示给他看。
And then God showed the whole plains of Canaan before Moses.
然后告诉他说，你的工作到此结束了，你要回到你的列祖那里去。
And then God told Moses that now is the time for your work to be done. You are about to return to your forefathers.
所以摩西后来死在山上。
So we see how Moses, he actually died on top of the mountain.
说神来为他埋葬。
And that God also took care of his burial.
但是摩西要离世之前。
But however, prior to Moses leaving the world,
他跟神说啊，神啊，求你从这个百姓当中选立一个人。
And then Moses told God that please choose one man from all of the people.
啊，来治理百姓，啊，带领百姓出入。
And that this leader will actually lead the people and bring them in or bring them out.
啊，免得这些以色列百姓好像没有牧人的羊一般。
So that these Israelites, they will not become like a flock without a shepherd.
所以这个领导者非常重要。
That is why a spiritual leader is very important.
因为他关系到整个以色列百姓的前途。
Because this spiritual leader is the one who will lead the future of the people.
我们也知道说，耶稣也一直都是摩西的助手。
And we all know that Joshua, he has been the assistant of Moses.
摩西都一直在栽培他。
And that Moses has been training Joshua along the way.
但是摩西不敢自己做主。
But however, Moses, he did not want to assume this authority.
他把这个决定权交给神。
But rather, he gave this authority of choice to God.
所以求神从百姓当中选一个人来带领以色列人。
So he asked God to please choose a leader among the people of Israel to be the spiritual leader.
我们在做很多教会的圣工都是这样。
So this is also something that we can learn today.
我们要把那个决定权交给神，因为神在教会里面做王。
We must give this authority of choice and decision over to God because He is the King.
我们只是神的仆人。
Because we are only His servants.
所以重大事情的决定，人事的决定要交给神。
So therefore, any major decision needs to be brought before God for Him.
我们要选立工人啊，一定要特别祷告。
In the same way, when we choose church workers, we must pray especially.
啊，求神从我们当中啊，兴起他所要的人。
And that God will choose for Himself personally the people that He wants to use.
后来神就对摩西说，就是耶稣呀。
And then God told Moses that it is Joshua the man.
因为耶稣也是按照百姓的需要而神从万民当中选召出来的人。
And because Joshua is the man that God has chosen that will meet the needs of the people of Israel.
因为他要继承带领以色列百姓的工作。
Because Joshua is now ready to take over the work of leading the Israelites.
所以耶稣也是神亲自选召的人。
And that is to say, Joshua was personally appointed by God as the leader.
以色列人啊，他们有时候在选立一些工人啊，他们没有按照神的旨意。
And then we see how in the past, the Israelites sometimes to forget about God when they choose church workers.
所以神很不喜悦。
So God was not pleased.
我们看何西阿书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea. Hosea.
第八章。
Verse 8.
第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
八章第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
说他们立君王却不由我，他们立首领我却不承认。以色列百姓啊，他们啊要求神给他们立王。
So we see how the people of Israel they request for a king from God.
啊，本来神是借着士师在治理他们。
And at first God was guiding the people through the judges.
后来撒母耳知道说以色列百姓这样不对。
And then Samuel knew that this is wrong, a wrong request from the nation.
说神才是我们的王。
That God is actually the king over us.
但是因为以色列民坚持啊，坚持说要立王。
But because the people of Israel, they insisted to have a king over them.
后来神就说，好吧，他们要立王，你就立一个王给他们。
And then God said that, all right, if you want a king, I will give you a king.
当然不是说以色列人以后不能立王了。神老早就说以色列人会立王。
And that is not to say that the people of Israel will not to have a king, but actually God knew that it's going to
happen. 但是那个时候时候还没有到，还没有合适的人。
But actually at that time, there wasn't the right man to be set over as a king for the people.
另外一个就是神所要的王跟地面上的王不一样。
And also the king that God desire is different from this king of the world.
以色列民的领导者就是要做牧者。牧羊人
because the idea of kingship that God has for the people is that of a shepherd.
还要按照神的旨意来牧羊以色列的民。
And a shepherd who will rely upon God and follow His will in leading the people of Israel.
不是像一般社会上的王的那一种行政上的领导者。
But instead of a shepherd king, it is not a king that exercises monarchy over the kingdom.
所以王后来没有办法真正让他们归向神，没有办法让他们得胜得福气。
And then we see how the king that was established did not actually bring the people to God nor give them prosperity.
反而把他们带错方向去拜偶像，整个国家就亡掉了。
But rather the king led the whole nation towards idol worship.And then the whole nation got destroyed.
所以神就借着先知告诉他们。
So therefore, through the prophet, God told the people.
说我在怒气当中啊，把王赐给你们。
That in my wrath, I appointed king over you.
但是我也在大怒当中把王废掉。
But also in my wrath, I will abolish the king.
所以我们在选立一些教会的干部啊，一定要寻求查验神的旨意。
And that is why it is very important for us to understand the will of God in appointing church workers.
所以圣经里面说啊，要立王废王在神。
That is why the Bible says that to set up kings or to abolish kings is all within the will of God.
祭司的职分啊，不是你自己去争取的。
That the position of a priest is not something that you can request.
能够成为神的先知，也是因为神的话传给他。
And in order to become a prophet,That is also appointed by God, who is His messenger.
他把神的话就传给百姓。
Then God is the one who chooses to give the words to the
prophet. 因为得到神的重用啊，所以大家都看出说他就是神的先知了。
And then, if this prophet is appointed by the king, by God, then the people will know that he is actually chosen by God.
所以，如果不是出于神啊，只是用人力选立的，没有用。
So therefore, if the person is not chosen by God, but rather chosen by man, it will be useless.
所以我们在选立工人啊，一定要特别祷告。
That is why when we choose church workers, We must pray especially long.
让我们有时候蒙神选召，让我们有机会来服侍他。
So when we are called by God and that we have the opportunity to serve God.
我们不是说我们已经完全了，我们能力很够啊。
And that is not to say that we are more than perfect, and that is why we can do the work.
只是神怜悯我们，让我们有机会来服侍。
But rather, our attitude should be such that because of God's mercy,
所以我们更应当越谦卑，更虚心的学习。
So all the more should we be more humble to learn.
绝对不可以骄傲自大，免得被神遗弃了。
That you cannot be prideful or puff up. If not, you'll be discarded by God.
我们看到扫罗他本来被选的时候，他还很谦卑啊，就躲起来啊。
And then we see how Saul, initially when he was chosen by God, he was so humble that he hid himself.
其实神那个时候说他还没有找到一个非常完美的人啊。
Because at that time, God is still searching and looking for a right person to be
king. 所以百姓要就勉强选他出来。
And since the people wanted to have a king, then God pulled Saul to become king.
但是神，扫罗做王了，又整个人就变了。
But once Saul became king, he...became a different person.
神的话就没有把他放在心上了。
He forget about the word of God.
神叫他做的事情，他都听一半做一半。
And whatever God instructed him to do, he will only go halfway.
所以神说啊，你既然厌弃神的命令，神也厌弃你做王了。
So God told Saul that since you disregard my words, I will disregard you as a king.
所以不是因为我们很完美才能够让神用。
So therefore, do not think that because you are perfect.That is why God chose you to work.
而是神特别怜悯我们，给我们机会。
But rather, it's out of the abundant mercy of God that He gave you this chance to serve.
所以我们不可以靠自己。
So you cannot rely upon yourself.
我们更应当谦卑啊，信靠神。
That you must remember to be humble and to be obedient before God.
在约书亚说，因为他是心中有圣灵的。
So over here, the Bible says that Joshua is a man who has the Spirit of God in his heart.
因为摩西曾经按手给他，吩咐圣灵给他。
Because Moses had laid his hand upon Joshua before.
所以要成为神的工人呢，要有圣灵才能够成为奉差遣的凭据。
So over here again, it teaches us that a servant of God needs to have the Spirit of God.
因为圣灵也可以把各样属灵的恩赐啊，分赐给我们。
Because this man must be sent by God, and that he will receive all the gifts of the Spirit.
圣灵可以帮助我们能够看透万事。
Because the Holy Spirit will help you to see over all things.
让我们成为一个属灵的人呢、啊，还有属灵的恩赐跟智慧来服侍神。
That you will have wisdom and understanding beyond all things.
然后把耶稣亚带到会众面前。
And then here we see how Joshua was brought before the congregation.
说要给他几份的尊荣。
And that he was to inaugurate before the sight of all people.
以色列百姓就听从他。
Then the people of Israel, they obeyed.
所以神所拣选的人呢、啊、
Therefore, the man that is chosen by God.
因为有属灵的恩赐啊，还有神来的尊荣。
And because he has spiritual wisdom and also the honor that was bestowed upon by God,
说有圣灵的同在
and along with the abidance of the Holy Spirit,
所以很自然、啊、百姓会众会接纳他
so very naturally they will be respected and honored by the congregation,
会顺服他的带领
and that they may be obedient to his leadership.
所以我们在教会选立工人也是一样，最后还是经过整个会众的承认哦。
So in the same way, when we appoint church workers, they need to also be received by the congregation.
所以有从神来的印证，还有百姓的顺服。
And that is to say, the authority must come from God and obedience from man.
会众能够接纳他们成为神的工人。
And that the congregation can accept these people.
那个耶稣也很顺服。
So here we see how Joshua, he was very obedient.
因为还要借着以利亚撒替他求问神。
Because he need to wait for Eleazar, the priest, to inquire before God.
以利亚撒是一个大祭司。
And Eleazar, he is the high priest.
所以他们古时候要求问神的时候有那个乌灵跟土明。
And in the past, when they need to call upon the Lord, they must use the Urim and the Turim.
一般说这好像一种宝石。
And the Urim and the Turim, they are like precious gems.
放在那个大祭司的衣服的胸牌里面。
And these precious gems are on the ephod, and that is the breastplate
that the high priest will wear. 大祭司可以判断了神的旨意。
So this will help the high priest to understand the will of God.
所以耶稣也要做什么事情？
So before Joshua would do any work,
他要透过以利亚撒来求问神。
He need to first wait for Eleazar the priest to inquire before God.
所以照着神的主意来出入行事。
And that he can go out or come in by the word of God.
所以一个神的工人啊，就是完全顺服神的旨意，顺服神的带领。
So here we can see that a church worker of God is to have complete obedience toward God.
能够以耶稣基督的心为心呢。
And that is to have the heart of Jesus as his own heart.
到生命记三十四章的时候。
And then when we see the journey to Deuteronomy,
摩西在尼泊山离世了，耶稣也就正式承担这个圣职。
And so up to chapter 31, here we see how Moses died and that Joshua took over the leadership.
继续带领百姓的工作。
And Joshua continued to resume the leadership over the people of Israel.
我们下一节就来谈说他们过约旦河还有攻打耶利哥。
And in the next session, we'll talk about how they crossed the river Jordan and how they were to conquer Jericho.
我们一起默祷。
So let's all pray together.